This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I want to apologize. My son bought some Church's chicken fingers, and he put some in the refrigerator because he didn't eat them all. And I decided to take a couple to work today, and I didn't realize that he got the spicy. So I just ate a spicy chicken finger from Church's. One, I feel guilty, right, because the calories. And two is that was really spicy. So if all of a sudden I talk like this because my tongue is swollen, that's why. Now, I know we are so far away from beach weather that I'm really surprised a study is coming out now, right, in the middle of January. But this is very interesting. Right? If you were going to have protection from the sun, what protects you more, sunscreen or a beach umbrella? And the answer is sunscreen. Apparently, you still get sunburned even under a beach umbrella. The study was done by New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson Consumer Inc., which makes the sunscreen that was tested, the Neutrogena Ultra Sheer SPF 100. And this was published Wednesday in JAMA Dermatology. Now, there is an example of how we have a study and we have science, but it was done, it was the reason why it occurred was because it was the actual company that was testing and wanting to later sell one of its products. You know, when people have such a big beef about big pharma, you know, doing these studies on drugs and how you can't believe a word they say, here's a study that is making national headlines. Right? And the study tested the Neutrogena Ultra Sheer SPF 100 sunscreen. And now we have this study out saying that the sunscreen may do better than a beach umbrella. But it was done by a company that was selling a product. Hao Eng-Yang, research manager of clinical research at Johnson & Johnson, said the study results show that people need to use more than one method to protect their skin from the sun. He says you really need a holistic approach. So what researchers did is they asked 92 people to sit on the beach for 3.5 hours a day at midday at Lake Louisville in Texas. Now, this is from August 13th to the 15th. So half used the sunscreen and half sat under typically sized umbrellas without sunscreen. Researchers reminded the umbrella users to move if they were not completely in the shade. So you know how you're sitting there and all of a sudden the sun moves? I don't know why the sun moves. We're supposed to be the ones moving, but the sun is the one that looks like it's moving. And you're like, oh, man, the sun moved. Okay, even though it really was us that moved. All right, so you move. All participants were at least 36 yards from the water. No one was allowed to go to the water. So you had to sit out there for 3.5 hours. They better have paid them good. They had to sit for 3.5 hours under a beach umbrella. And can I just say that some of these beach umbrellas are really embarrassing looking? All right. They were allowed to take short breaks. A day later, they were examined by a clinician who did not know whether they were umbrella or sunscreen users. There were 142 incidents of sunburn in the umbrella group compared with 17 in the sunscreen group. So there was more sunburn in those that sat under an umbrella. If one person had redness on a right arm and a right leg, that was counted as two incidents. Yeah, because some of you guys are like, wait a second, 92 people. How were there 142 sunburns? Because they counted the groups of sunburn that occurred on the body. Yeah, I get that. That's good. So on average, the sunburn was so mild that it was considered a possible sunburn, but not clearly defined. but 17 of the Umbrella Group members had clear sunburn in at least one place, compared with only two of the sunscreen users. So Al Young, who is a PhD in biophysics, said the umbrellas did a good job of blocking sun that hit people at a direct angle, but even in the shade, you are exposed to some sun. It could, you know, bounce off from the sand. You could come in from the side. So there's a lot of sunlight around you coming at different angles. Dr. Oh Young said he did not know which SPF sunscreen most beachgoers use and could not address how much extra protection a consumer gets if using a high SPF sunscreen, but people who use a sunscreen with a lower SPF face more severe burns. And we talked about how this SPF works. For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So how an SPF works as sun protective factor is, let's say you have an SPF of 5. How they figure that out is, okay, let's say you stick your arm out in the sun. And let's say Dr. Dahlia will burn easily in 10 minutes. If I put on an SPF 5, I can multiply that 10 minutes by 5, and now I won't burn for 50 minutes, 5-0. If you wear an SPF of 30, and it usually only takes you 10 minutes to burn, now, supposedly, I'm not supposed to burn for 300 minutes. Now, you know and I know that's not an exact science, because I jump in the pool, I lose some of the sunscreen. You sweat, some of the sunscreen wears off. 300 minutes is a lot of time, and I should not be out in the sun for 300 minutes. But an SPF of 30 is supposed to filter out 97% of the UVB rays, which cause sunburn. Those with an SPF of 50 will filter 98%. A Consumer Reports study last year found that many sunscreens did not provide as much sun protection as they claimed. Actually, we've been seeing this year after year where some sunscreens say they you know, protect you against more. Now, what's significant about this study, and why you're learning about it now in January, is many of you guys are already planning your summer vacation. So you may want to start stocking up on your sunscreen now while it's cheaper. It's usually cheaper in off-season. But there's more to that, okay? Let's pretend that umbrella is an overcast, cloudy day in the winter. You're still getting UVB rays. Right? We keep reminding people to use sunscreen even when it's cloudy, even when it's winter. You need to put sunscreen and protect your skin. Now, am I in love with sunscreen? No, I don't like the idea of lathering, you know, up with chemicals. I'm not a big fan of that at all. But I'm also not a fan of skin cancer, so I'd rather take the chemicals. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid no attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, all right, it's tax season, so everybody should be getting their W-2s, all right, turning them in, figuring out their taxes. And a lot of people forget that you could deduct medical expenses. So every year, I teach you guys some of the latest and the greatest on what you could deduct when it comes to medical expenses. So I go to the IRS website. I mean, I might as well, because how much of our tax-paying dollars is going to the IRS website and to IRS agents? So you might as well go there. Unfortunately, there's a lot to read. Okay, so let's kind of sift through this. All right, and, you know, get out a piece of pen and paper, and we will, in the next 10 minutes or less, try to get you guys up to speed on what you could deduct and what you cannot deduct. So, according to Topic 502 under the IRS website, okay, Topic 502, meaning there's 501 topics before it. Don't ask me how many topics are after it. They say if you itemize your deductions for a taxable year on your Form 1040 Schedule A, itemized deductions, you may be able to deduct expenses you paid that year for medical and dental care, but not only for yourself, but for your spouse and for the little ninnies, your dependents. Even, let's say, if you have another adult as a dependent, them too. You could deduct only the amount of your total medical expenses that exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income, or 7.5% if you or your spouse is 65 or older. All right, now, so what that means is, let's say you make $100,000 in a year. You're under 65. If you spent more than $10,000, let's say you had to have some major surgery, and you had to spend over $10,000, let's say $15,000. You can't do much with that $10,000, but what was over that $10,000, you get to deduct. So that $5,000 of that $15,000, that $5,000 you could deduct. If you're 65 and older, let's say you make $100,000 a year, you spent $15,000 in medical expenses, you could deduct anything over $7,500. Now, for some of you, you're like, I didn't spend that much money. Well, let's start adding some of these things up, okay? All right, there's a lot of things that can qualify. Now, what we do is we go to publication 502. And publication 502 is huge. And it goes through what are medical expenses, how much of the expenses you could deduct. And remember, you could include your spouse, your dependent, okay? They have here decedent, all right? So qualified medical expenses paid before the death of a decedent aren't deductible paid with an MSA, but there are, for example, they will go into what you can deduct. Medical expenses paid before their death can be included, as long as it wasn't a tax-free distribution form. Some of these accounts that you didn't pay taxes on the money that went in, you may not be able to deduct. And again, you want to double check this with your accountant. But let's just look at some basic things that are can be included. Let's say you had an abortion last year. You could deduct an abortion. You had acupuncture. You could deduct that. You know, a lot of people will, go through a lot of expense, you know, going to their chiropractor, going to the dentist, acupuncture, etc. It could really add up. If you had to be treated for alcoholism, go to a therapeutic center for alcohol addiction. And if you had to purchase lodging, pay for the hotel, pay for meals, you get to deduct that. Ambulance, of course. Artificial limb, artificial teeth, bandages. You can include in medical expenses the cost of medical supplies such as bandages, birth control pills, having some of these body scans, let's say Braille. Let's say you need a breast pump and supplies. You could deduct that. So how many of you had to give birth, had a baby? Okay, that could easily be above $10,000. You make $50,000 a year. You just have to spend more than $5,000 to start deducting that on top of it. Yes, it's a lot of money, but if you gave birth, I don't see how you wouldn't qualify if you had to pay a lot out of pocket. Breast reconstruction. Now, cosmetic surgery is another thing, but if you had breast reconstruction for cancer, yeah. Let's say you had to fix your house because you need to widen, let's say, a path for grandma that has a wheelchair. You had to construct entrance or exit ramps. You had to modify stairways, install porch lifts, modify electrical outlets or fixtures, lower or modify your kitchen cabinets. All right? The kitchen cabinets were too high. You had to redo your kitchen. And you lowered them so that if grandma's in a wheelchair, she could reach him. That's deductible. Modifying hardware on the doors. Grading the ground. A lot of these things are deductible. Your car. You can include in medical expenses the car of certain hand controls you had to put into the car. Other equipment. Special design. There's going to be a little bit more when we get to transportation. But let's say you have to drive. multiple times to your physical therapist or doctor, you could write off the mileage. Chiropractor, Christian Science practitioner, contact lenses. You can include a medical expenses amount you pay for contact lenses, crutches, obviously dental treatment, whitening, maybe not. But x-rays, filling, braces, yes. Disabled dependent care expenses, drug addiction, eye exam, eyeglasses, eye surgery, fertility, a guide dog, service animal. Let's say baby Shaky Boo over here decides to become my service animal. That could be tax deductible. So every time he goes pee-pee house, well, I don't know if, you know, cleaning the carpets will count, but still. Expenses, all right, that may be related as medical insurance premiums. We're going to talk about hearing aids. We talked about home improvements, hospital services, insurance premiums. You can include them, medical expenses, insurance premiums you pay for policies that cover your medical care. You cannot include in medical expenses insurance premiums that were paid for and which you are claiming a credit or deduction. So for those of us that were paying $1,200 a month for health insurance, we qualify. You see how this stuff adds up? Okay? Prepaid insurance premiums. They say premiums you pay before you are age 65 for insurance. All right? These prepaid, those you may be able to deduct. Unused sick leave to pay premiums. Let me see here. Laboratory fees, lead-based paint removal. You want to repaint your house, and you want to remove the lead-based paint. Okay? That could be a part of the capital expenses. Learning disability, even some legal fees. They say you can include a medical expenses, legal fees you paid that were necessary to authorize treatment for mental illness. However, you can't include a medical expenses fees for the management of a guardianship estate or fees for conducting the affairs of the person being treated. So that's interesting. Lodging. Again, you have to go to a doctor at the Mayo Clinic or Cleveland Clinic. And let's say you're going to come to Las Vegas to go to the Lou Ruvo Center and you have to take out a hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. All right, you could deduct that hotel night for the day that you have to go and see the medical facility. Okay, cannot be lavish, cannot be extravagant. But if you show that you price shopped and you took one of the most reasonable rates that just happened to be at Harrah's or the Wynn or whatever, all the power to you. Long term care, qualified long term care, meals. So you had to fly out to Las Vegas to go to the Lou Ruvo Center for treatment, and you had to have meals that day, that medical conferences, medicines, nursing home, operations, optometrist, oxygen, pregnancy test. Every time you take a pregnancy test, okay? Psychologist, psychoanalysis, psychiatric care, sterilization, stop smoking programs, operations, telephone, special telephone equipment for the hearing impaired. Television. Now, I'm not saying go and get this big HDTV type of thing, but if you have a hearing disability and you need a television that has subtitles, you may be able to deduct, all right, the cost of the specially equipped television that exceeds the cost of a regular television set. Therapy, transplants. Let's say you needed to pay for a taxi to get to the doctor. The bus ticket, having to take a train, all right? Car expenses. You can include out-of-pocket expenses like the cost of gas and oil. You cannot, though, include depreciation, insurance, general repair, or maintenance. Tuition, vasectomy, weight loss program, wig. How many of you need a wig? When we come back, what you can't deduct. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the reason why I spend so much time on how to deduct the money from your taxes is because I want you guys to save money. And, the big thing that we do is we underestimate the work we do. You know, I teach medical students at Touro University in Nevada. And I tell them the big mistake many of us medical providers do is we do so much work in the room. It may not look it, you know, maybe we're only coming in there for 5 or 10 minutes. But a lot of what we have, what we train, and I've trained my students to pick up within seconds multiple things. All right? And so let's say, you know, you discuss with the person, look, you know, let's try to get you to lose weight. Let's talk about Weight Watchers. Let's talk about diets, or let's get you off smoking. Or, you know, your skin looks a little pale. What's going on there? All right. You know, you need to document that you talk to them about Weight Watchers. Maybe you didn't go through a full 15-minute discussion. Document, you know, the amount of time you spent, you know, honestly. But, you know, we do things and we don't realize that, you know, that's something that is, you know, reportable, or you could get credit for. Well, same thing when it comes to expenses. So many people buy, you know, wigs because they have lost their hair from chemotherapy. And they're like, all right, well, that you could write off. But what if you lost your hair because of diabetes or because of low thyroid? What if you need to have extra hair attachments? All right, now, I'm not saying getting, why can't I think of that word, not the weave, where you get extensions. And I'm not saying extensions are deductible. You need to double check. But they say you can include in medical expenses the cost of a wig. Now, this is according to the IRS. Upon the advice of a physician or mental health of the patient that has lost all of his or her hair from disease. So let's say you have lost a significant amount of hair. And maybe not even all of it. And you need extra attachments, right, to give yourself a full head of hair. And the doctor writes something of that nature down. That may be tax deductible. How many of you have had x-rays? And remember, you're forgetting also your spouse and also your kids. So for those of you who are just tuning in that missed the last segment, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, basically, 10% if you're under 65 years old, 7.5% if you're over 65. But if 10% of your adjusted gross income for that year, that's the problem, gross. Okay, you know, so if you only take home, let's say your gross is $100,000, but you only take home $70,000, the $10,000 is off that $70,000. But if you look at your gross income, let's say you make $100,000, you've spent $15,000 in medical expenses because it was a bad year. The first $10,000 you can't write off, but after that you can. And again, spouse, kids. So let's say wife delivered a baby, dad had a hernia repair, and kid sprained his knee and had to have an MRI to rule out a meniscal tear and go through physical therapy. You're probably qualifying for some of these. Now, what can you not write off? You can't write off babysitting. You can't write off child care. Nursing services. There may be child care credits that you get. And again, I'm not an accountant. Okay. And there are certain child care credits that you may be able to get, but you cannot include in your medical expense deductions care for the children. All right. Child care, nursing services for a normal, healthy baby. All right. You know, once you start getting into nursing home, things like that, that you can. Controlled substances. You cannot. If you have your medical marijuana card and are buying marijuana, you know, every month, you can't write that off. Okay? Remember, marijuana is not legal under federal law. Once it does become legal under federal law, even though, you know, many states legalize it, like California, Arizona, Washington, right? Colorado. If marijuana does become legally federally, we may be able to write that off. Okay? Well, I don't buy it, but, you know. Huh, I may consider if it's a deduction. Wow. All right, controlled substances. Cosmetic surgery. I need lots of cosmetic surgery. Facelifts, hair transplants, hair removal, liposuction. You can't. Unless you are having a major issue. You know, like some people will say, well, gosh, my breasts are so big that I have back pain. That's a little iffy. And remember, you don't want to, you know, cause an audit. But if you're really having severe back pain, you know, because of your breast size, that could be an issue. If, let's say, you had cancer for your breast and you had to have breast reconstruction, that is covered. Or I don't want to say covered, but deductible. Dancing lessons, sorry. So if I want to learn some hip-hop or if I want to learn how to twerk, can't. Diaper service, no. Flexible spending account. You cannot include in medical expenses amounts for which you are fully reimbursed by your flexible spending account if you contribute a part of your income on a pre-tax basis. Funeral expenses, you cannot. You cannot deduct. Future medical care, they say generally you cannot include in medical expenses current payments for medical care that are going to go beyond the year. All right? But they say this rule does not apply in situations where the future care is purchased in connection with obtaining lifetime care. Remember we talked about this lifetime care advance payments. Double check with your accountant. Health club dues? Nope. Health savings account? Nope. Household help? You cannot include a medical expense as the cost of household help, even if it's recommended by a doctor, because it's more of a personal expense. But you may be able to include certain expenses paid to a person providing nursing type services. So let's say you're like, you know what, Dolly, you just had surgery. You know, bud, I'll pay you a couple $100 to drive her to work, to help her in and out, help her with the groceries. That's not deductible. But you have a nurse, yes. Having an illegal operation or treatment, you know, like trying to get cocaine, you know, sewed into you, that you could not, well, okay. Maternity clothes, nope. Medicines and drugs from other countries. So let's say you go and visit Mexico, you decide to buy some legal medication, bring it back, no. The medicine had to be purchased in the United States. Non-prescription drugs and medicines, with the exception of insulin, you cannot include in medical expenses amounts you pay for a drug that is not prescribed. Although I thought insulin was prescribed. Okay, so for example, your nutritional supplements, your vitamins, your herbals, your protein powder, no. No. All right, now, if you have a doctor that says, I want you to take evening primrose oil for your fibrocystic breast disease, or I want you to buy stool softeners, or I want you to buy ibuprofen, that's when you can. Okay? Personal use items, all those tampons and maxi pads I buy, no. Toothbrush, no. However, let's say you have a disability and you need a personal use item to reach for things, then you can. Swimming lessons, dancing lessons, no. Teeth whitening, no. Veterinary fees, no. However, if you do have a guide dog or a service animal, you may be able to deduct some of those expenses. Weight loss programs, no. All right. You cannot include a medical expense as the cost of a weight loss program if the purpose of the weight loss is for improvement of appearance, general health, or well-being. However, if the weight loss is because of a specific disease, then you may be able to. If it is a medically supervised, medically devised weight loss program, then you can't. You know, like let's say you have diabetes, then maybe, you know, you can. Again, it's tricky, right? If the IRS sees Weight Watchers, that may red flag. So you got to be careful of the red flags. If you bought a whole bunch of diet soda and have that in your refrigerator, no. No. Okay? You can't include that. So this is just a very, very brief rundown of things that you could deduct or not deduct. Okay? No, I do not believe e-cigs are included. And again, you need to look at what, I mean, you know, January 2016 was a long time ago. If your kid hurt himself playing football that month, although football season's usually over in high school by then, all right, that counts. Use that, all right? Spouse, dependents, all right, those count, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Going to talk about blood pressure when we get back. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, when it comes to these guidelines, and I just pull my hair out when these guidelines come out, because CNN and all sorts of the news outlets, broadcasted and they, publish these articles. And so people go, oh, so a blood pressure of 150 systolic is fine. Man, Dr. Dolly has said we need to try to shoot for lower blood pressure. She's full of it because I really believe what CNN and all these other sources say more than Dr. Dahlia. And, you know, we physicians are like, okay, it's not a one size fits all. And I'm very, very happy that CNN actually does come out with this article, a controversial new blood pressure guidelines aren't one size fits all. And good for them, because I think, you know, they're realizing, and a lot of these news outlets are realizing that these guidelines that come out, and there's so many different groups that make guidelines. You notice that. You got the cardiologist group making guidelines. You get the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. You have the American Heart Association. You have sometimes an American Cancer Society making guidelines for, you know, so you have guidelines from, and then the individual, ACOFP, ACOG, you know, all these other different organizations for different specialists. And you're like, okay, what the hell am I supposed to do? I'm standing here with my legs shaved, ready for my pap smear. What am I supposed to do? So generally, we like to all agree on the guidelines. But here is the latest, okay? They are saying that when it comes to blood pressure, and this comes from two different physicians groups, and they both agree, okay, that if you're 60 or older, all right, if you have a history of stroke or heart attack, you need to get that systolic blood pressure down below 140, which is the lower limit for what is considered high blood pressure. Okay, remember years ago in the 90s, it was like 140 over 90 was kind of a cutoff. You know, well, try to be under 140 over 90. Okay, well, about a year or two ago, they said, nah, stop it. If you're older, over the 60, you don't need to lower the blood pressure that much. You could be floating around the 150s and 160s and be fine. Do you remember that last year? And I was like, say what? You are going to have a 75-year-old person with high blood pressure float around the 160s? What if they're spiking to the 200s? And what am I talking about here? Systolic blood pressure? Systolic blood pressure is the pumping blood pressure. You got the filling blood pressure of the heart, and then you got the pumping. So the filling is the diastolic, the bottom number. The pumping is the systolic, the top number. So this 120 over 80 number that, you know, many of us hope to have, that's a systolic of 120, diastolic of 80. All right, measured in millimeters of mercury. So older individuals are at risk for stroke. And it's the spike that makes you stroke. So I want an older individual's baseline under 140 if we can. I don't want it below 120. I definitely don't want it, you know, I would probably really want you within 130, 140, but 130 is kind of starting to maybe, it could unfortunately put you a little bit on the low side. But if you are older than 60 and you have high blood pressure, don't be floating around the 160s. And this is the stuff that was happening last year when they said doctors are doing too much. Because remember with Obamacare, it was all about cutting down on costs. And maybe you didn't have to have as tight a control. Well, they changed that now. Now they're like, nah, 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 nah. We need to aim for a systolic blood pressure lower than 140. However, if you don't have the risk factors for stroke and heart attack, okay, you could shoot for between 140 and 150. Now, what nobody is doing is asking the eye doctors. Okay, if I was an ophthalmologist out there listening, and if you're out there, I'd love to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If I was an ophthalmologist, I'd be like, oh, no, 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 no. You know, as your blood pressure stays high, it's damaging the eyes. If you're having eye damage, let's get that blood pressure down. If there was a kidney doctor out in the crowd, the kidney doctor would say, guys, the higher the blood pressure, the more it's damaging the kidneys. What's going on here? Now, I understand if you over-medicate, you could hurt the kidneys. I get that. If you over-medicate, you could cause postural hypotension or orthostatic hypotension, where when you get up, you're so dizzy that you fall. We don't want older individuals falling. And that's why they said, look, let's not overdo it with blood pressure control. Right? They're feeling dizzy. Okay, they may not have that autonomic nervous system in nice spring chicken order like we need it when we're younger. So let's not overdo it with the blood pressure because they could get up, be dizzy, fall, break a hip, which is dangerous. So I get that. But what I recommend is please take these with a grain of salt. And if you have a family that has a high risk of stroke, heart attack, and you can't get your blood pressure, under 170 or 160, I would, change things up a little bit and try to get it lower. But if you're fine, you feel good, you're 142 with your systolic blood pressure, I wouldn't have a fit about a 142. Now, where I will make, a definitive call with my patients is if you check your blood pressure at home, which is what I want, and you check it every time you think your blood pressure is rising. So let's say your mother-in-law or your daughter-in-law call and you have a fight with them. You get off the phone and you check that blood pressure. You have a nightmare. Check your blood pressure. Okay? The dog does poo-poo house. Check your blood pressure. If you notice your blood pressure is sneaking up to the 180s, 190s, you're in stroke range. Now, high blood pressure affects a third of us in the United States, a third. And only half of those individuals are under control. Adults 60 and older have twice the rate of hypertension or high blood pressure. All right? So stress, diet, salt, anxiety, genetics can cause it. Okay? So, lowering the blood pressure to me, I think, is an art. Don't just go to your medical provider. Ask them for a medication that, ask them for a medication that lasts a year. No, that's not the way it works. How I used to do it with my patients, I don't practice anymore. I teach at Toro University of Nevada, teach medical students. How I used to do it is if you came in with uncontrolled high blood pressure, I would start you on medication. I want to see you. Now, depending on how high. If it was super high, I had to see you the next day or the day after because super high blood pressure we used to admit you for. Okay? We used to actually send you to the ER to lower it. But now ERs will not lower your blood pressure. They kind of want, us to do it in the office. Okay? But if you, let's say, have, blood pressure in the 180s, okay, I'm going to want to see you back in the next couple days. If you have high blood pressure in the 160s, I'm going to want to see you in about a week. If you have blood pressure in the 150s, I'm going to start you on a medicine. I'm going to want to see you in 2 weeks. If you have high blood pressure in the 140s, I'm going to start you on medicine and see you in a month. Now, let's say you came back in a week, came back in 2 weeks, okay, and I see your blood pressure. If it's better and it's down to the 140s, then I see you in a month. So that's how I look at it. If I have your blood pressure down in the 140s, I'll see you in a month. If the blood pressure remains stable, then I'll see you in 3 months. If it still remains stable after that, then I'll see you every 6 months. I will never let you go a whole year. But you have to promise me that you're going to take your medication. You have to promise me that you are going to be diligent with checking your blood pressure. And that if your blood pressure does spike over that 140, right, and you start to hover around the 150s, 160s, you come back in because that means you cannot wait till that office visit 3 months from now or 6 months from now to have a medication change. Remember, we want you under control. And so if my blood pressure patients did what I said, they were only seeing me a couple times a year. And it actually saved the money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.